Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from American Pacific Mining, traded on the CSE under the symbol USGD and on the OTC QB markets, USGDF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Warwick Smith. Now, Warwick, last week on March 16th, there was a pretty important news release that came out of the company. It is focused on the Madsen Copper and Gold Project. This project is currently under a JV agreement with Kennecott Exploration. This is part of the Rio Tinto group of companies. And it is outlining the 2021 exploration plans here. Now, what I was reading in the press release is that there are really three main target areas focused on here. The program is currently in the permitting stage, but they're permitting up to 31 diamond drill holes, 50 RC holes. Warwick, give us a little bit of an overview of the overall strategy from your understanding at what Kennecott is going after here and the overall budget that they're planning on spending just this year, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Thanks for having us on again. We really do appreciate it. Yeah, we were very, very pleased to get that press release out last week. It's it certainly shows a great commitment to the project from Rio. Rio has certainly got us excitement with their enthusiasm for the project. This is their third drill program on Madsen. It's obviously been drilled before that, but their third program. So we're excited to see what they come up with this year. They've done an awful lot of work through 2020. With both the drilling that they did. We've released three holes. We have five more pending that are going to come out in short order, so investors can watch for that shortly. They also did an awful lot of data work, which was interesting for us, going back, re-logging core from 2017 so that they could put rock densities into a 3D model. They've come up with five jasperoid bodies that they've named. They've come through with a big massive sulfide target as well. So they're really focusing this program both on the skarn, but they're also going to drill deep down for the porphyry as well. Although the bulk of this program is going to be focused on adding additional mineralization to those skarn bodies near surface.
Okay, let's talk about these three different targets. You've already been over these jasperoid targets. I will be posting figure one below this interview that does really highlight this project and the three main targets. Let's talk about those jasperoid targets, and it's the first target area that's outlined in this news release. There are five targets or five jasperoid areas, all it looks like trending in the same direction. What sort of drilling is needed to test this sort of a target?
Yeah, so they're going to go after what they did last year and the year before, which is sort of expanded this mineralization out towards the Hudson mine. There's three mines that are on a 1 kilometer strike length here. That's the Hudson, the Broadway, and the Madsen. There's a few other mines, smaller mines that are on the property package. It's a fair size property package. It's 2,500 acres. I'll send you a YouTube link as well if you're interested in posting that. People can see we just did a drone flyover, which gives a good lay of the land for people. This will extend these off towards the west. We certainly hope we'll continue to extend them off towards the west, I should say, and down dip as well. Certainly for us, the fact that this skarn body continues to get bigger and continues to excite Rio is really encouraging for us. You know, the best analogy here is the Reservoir Minerals Nebson analogy. You know, Reservoir owned that project. Nebson came in to earn 70%. That started off as an epithermal at surface and then got into a porphyry down below. So similar style geology. And Reservoir was able to sell out for, it was over $300 million that they sold out to Nebson for. This is Rio Tinto. You know, they're not looking for something small. They're looking for a large style deposit here. The best analogy is the Butte mine. That's 42 kilometers from us. It was the third largest porphyry in the world. Produced 21 billion pounds of copper, 3 million ounces of gold, 715 million ounces of silver, on and on. So, you know, they're looking for a big ore body. And if we can be 30% of that, I think that's a huge win for shareholders, especially at the valuation that we're at today.
Warwick, can I ask you one question about this Target One, the extension here? It almost looks like it's outside of the Madsen claims, but not within these third-party claims. Where does it all sit here when you're looking at this map and understanding what some of these blue lines mean?
Yeah, I'm not staring directly at it, but I can tell you that the property package is quite large at 2,500 acres. There is a private piece of ground that is within our property package that's owned by a local rancher. I will tell you that Rio has been having conversations with him about picking up that portion of the property. Of course, that would fall within our area of influence if it does run onto their ground.
Okay, it seems like at least these Jasperite targets are a big focus of this program because there are multiple sites being permitted, but there's also the Madsen Skarn, these massive sulfide target. Three drill sites are being permitted here. Just as a note, all these drill sites, the company will permit to allow up to 5 drill holes from. What more information can you give us on these massive sulfides target?
The massive sulfide target's really interesting in that, you know, typically massive sulfide doesn't carry gold all that well. It will carry copper, but it doesn't carry the gold grades. Yet the first drill hole that we had out this year had a 69.4 gram per ton gold hit over a meter and a half that was in massive sulfides. Well, what's interesting about that is massive sulfide is dense and heavy. So you can put together a lot of tons very quickly through these massive sulfides. I think that's, again, one of those things that's you know, I can tell you that Rio's finding interest in, is that there's something that's pushing, you know, these fluids upwards and mobilizing into rocks that it normally wouldn't. That's creating a lot of excitement for them. They feel there's a big heat source below this skarn, and because of which that skarn is becoming of real interest as well. Last year's drilling made it certainly extended the strike length, and extended it down dip as well, both in the massive sulfides and in the jasperoids. So that's where some of the air excitement is coming from.
So when it comes to the permitting, there's one part that stood out to me as well, is that there's also a plan of operation that would allow surface disturbance of more than 5 acres. This will be filed with the BLM as well. Is that just more outlining the potential of this large-scale deposit, potentially?
That's a good find on your behalf, Corey. You're correct. So, you know, on typically on one of these the programs, you would just file for your drill permit. I think the wink here is that they're filing a plan of operation, which is significantly larger. It's a significant amount of work to do that. What that gives you the idea is that they're going to be here for, you know, years to come, and continue to explore here. So that was something that obviously pleased us when we heard.
So overall, how would you classify this drill program here? The company is obviously focused, again, on these jasperoid targets, but it sounds like it's such a large project. What are the overall goals of this drill program?
Yeah, the overall goal here is to get a better feeling for how large these jasperoid bodies are, how much larger they can make this this massive sulfide body. They are also taking a deep drill target at the porphyry as well. So they're taking a holistic approach and going after the whole project. But the main focus for the year is going to be on the skarn body near surface. Can they make that longer? Can they make that deeper? And at what point, you know, can they come up with a resource on that, which we hope will be after this year's drilling. This is a significant program. It'll be $5+ million US for this program. So that will mean an awful lot of press releases going forward for us, which hopefully shareholders will come to enjoy.
Now, can you update us on where the JV agreement stands? Again, it's a 70% interest that Kennecott can earn into by spending $30 million, but what are the stages to get to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first stage is $5 million US, at which point they can earn 55%. The second stage is $15 million US, at which point they earn 60%. And then the final stage is $30 million US, at which they earn 70%. They've already spent $3.8 million. So we fully suspect that they'll earn into their JV this year. Although we don't think they'll choose to do the earn in, simply because they'll want to get to their full 70%. They can only come in at one point. So they got to choose if they want 55, 60, or 70. It would appear at this point that they certainly want to go for that full 70%, which would be a full $30 million US spend. and we'll be free carried up until that point.
Okay. Well, Warwick, we are wrapping it up here, but I will post a link to that news release. Again, I will also be posting figure one within that news release. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding this drill program or the other programs on the other projects, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Warwick, I appreciate your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Corey, thank you so much.